Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Het Mishnah Zayin. Here we'll talk about what a person has to do in order to be forgiven by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Hashem, for the Avera of hurting another person. Mishnah says, Afal Pi Shehu Noten Lo, even though the person who hurts another has to pay him, these five payments we've been talking about, he's not forgiven by Hashem until he asks forgiveness from the person he hurt. Even though he paid him, he has to also ask forgiveness. Like the Pasuk tells us, when Avraham Avinu had his wife Sarah taken from him by Avimelech, Hashem told Avimelech, return the man's wife back to him. And the Pasuk then says that Avraham was a prophet, ki navihu v'itpalel ba'adcha v'ehyeh, and Avraham will pray for you and you will live. So the pasuk here is implying that it's not only enough for Avimelech to return Sarah back to Avraham, but Avraham also had to forgive Avimelech, and Avraham would then pray on his behalf so that Avimelech would not get hurt. Uminayin shelo yeheh hamohel achzari. Where do we know that the person who should be forgiving should not be cruel and hold back forgiveness? Shene'emar vayitpalel Avraham el ha'eluhim vayitpa Elohim et Avimelech. Like the pasuk says, Abraham prayed to Hashem and eventually Hashem healed Avimelech. So we see here that Abraham forgave Avimelech very quickly. Anybody who suffers because of somebody else should be a Rahman, he should forgive him, he shouldn't be cruel, he shouldn't hold back the forgiveness, because he knows Hashem is not going to forgive that individual unless he, the victim, is complicit and accepts his forgiveness. We'll go to a new topic now, where one person is asking another person to injure him. Ha'omer, sameh et ayni, keta et yadi. Shaber et ragli. If one person says to another, blind my eye, cut off my hand, or break my leg, and the other person goes through with it, hayav, the attacker has to pay for the injury, even though he was asked to hurt him. The person said, please hurt me. And he went through with it. We have to assume that the victim here was not serious. Nobody wants to get injured. Nobody wants to get hurt. So the common assumption would be when somebody was asking to hurt him, he was only talking in a joke, in a sarcastic way. So therefore, the person who hurt him is hayav. Amenat liftor hayav. Even if the attacker, who eventually, after he was asked to hurt him, said, when you want me to hurt you, am I going to be exempt from paying you afterwards? And let's say the victim told him yes. Even in that situation, we say hayav. The attacker is obligated to pay him because the person, of course, like we said, doesn't want to have pain. He doesn't want to suffer. So therefore, even when he said yes, we assume that he was being sarcastic. He didn't really mean to exempt the attacker. We make it like he was astonished by the question. Am I exempt when you hurt me? Yes. What are you, crazy? Do you really think I'm going to exempt you from payment? So it's more of a sarcastic type of answer. In this situation, here we're only talking about where the attacker asked whether he would be exempt, and the victim agreed. But if the victim, before he was hurt, said, "I want you to hurt me, and when you hurt me, you're not going to be liable." In that situation, the attacker would not be liable because it was offered to him, and he was told explicitly. There's no possible situation of that being sarcastic. We'll say that it differs when it comes to attacking a human to attacking and breaking other possessions. Mishnah says, Kera et kisuti, shebor et kadi. If one person says to another, I want you to tear my shirt, I want you to break my bottle, and the other person went through with it, hayav, the damager is obligated to pay for the damage, because we also assume over here that the owner was not serious. Nobody wants their things broken. Al menat liftor, but if the damager replied, and he said, you want me to rip your shirt? You want me to damage your property? Are you going to exempt me from the payment, from the liability as well? And let's say, even in the situation that the owner said, no, I'm not going to exempt you. We say, patur, the damager is not obligated to pay. Because when it comes to people's possessions, they're usually much quicker to say, you know what, you broke it, you don't have to pay me. So in this situation, we'd assume that when the attacker was told, could you please break my stuff? And even when he said, oh, am I going to be exempt from payment? The victim, when he answered no, That also could be a sarcastic answer, as if, what do you think is happening here? I'm asking you to break something of mine. Do you think I'm going to make you pay for it? Since it was common for people to forgo payment, to not obligate others to pay for their damaged goods, as opposed to people hurting others, where they obviously would have to pay. That wasn't the common thing for people to hurt other people. So here, we say, even if they answered no, they would the attacker would be patur, would not be obligated to pay. Another similar situation. If one person says to another, do this damage to a certain person or to that person's possessions, and even if he adds afterwards, and I'm going to exempt you from that obligation to pay them afterwards. In other words, I'll pay for you. If a man tells his friend, you go attack a third person, and I'm going to pay for you afterwards, we say, Hayav ben begufo ben bamono, the person who damaged, not the friend, the damaging person who actually with his own hands caused the damage is obligated to pay whether he attacked the victim's body or his possessions. One person can't exempt a different person from payment because of damage that was done to a third person. The damager is always the one that's obligated. You can't have somebody else assume the responsibility for that damage.